O Holy Spirit of God, help us to become masters of ourselves, that we may be the servants of others. Take our ears and hear through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. This love for neighbor, this love of God that comes through us, that we offer to our neighbors, this love of Jesus, this spirit-filled love, can have many expressions. Friday afternoon, some of you were here, and I wish that all of you could have been here Friday afternoon. Our parish hall was filled with about 40 of our neighborhood children and their families, plus a number of our parishioners. And we gathered at 4:30 on Friday after a wonderful week of fine arts camp in great excitement for the children to share some of the things that they had done with their families. All week long, the Spirit was with us as we, as a parish, offered arts enrichment to our neighbors. And at least half of them would have not been able to afford to pay for any camp, much less the experience that we offered them here. Probably at least three quarters of them would have not been able to have this experience without our being able to offer this to them for free. The children had to live within 5 miles of this parish, and we gave preference to those with financial need. And some of the children, we figured out after a day or two, came to the camp hungry, because even right around our church, there are families that do not have enough resources to feed their families 3 meals a day. So each day we gathered in the parish hall, and each day all the children had an hour of music, which was mostly improvisation and playing with music and rhythms with the orff instruments. They had an hour of dance, all different kinds of folk dances, an hour of art, and an hour of drama. They had 2 snacks and lunch. The kitchen was a hopping place. Frank was in charge of all the food, and we had Hugh and Anna and other volunteers from the parish, Candy, Manon, helping him in the kitchen make muffins and cookies and grilled cheese and hot dogs and hamburgers. And we had 2 snacks for the kids each day as well. And every day they had a little bit of outside play and story time at the end of the day with activities. And one of the activities that the children really loved was a cakewalk we had in the parish hall after a book that had a cakewalk in it. And each of the children received a little cupcake during that cakewalk. Now, each child was in a small group. We had 4 groups of children, from 8 to 11 children in each group. And each group had 2 adult shepherds. And these were mostly our parishioners, a couple of relatives of parishioners, who stayed with them throughout the day. And most of the shepherds volunteered for 2 or more mornings or afternoons. A couple of them were here almost every day, all day, every day. They get special mention. And so we had a lot of continuity with the shepherds and the children, and they got to know their group and form relationships with the children. It was an amazing experience. All the teachers And many of the volunteers made a point of coming up to me during the week and telling me that they thought they were probably having even more fun than the children. And if you look on our Facebook page, we have about probably 350 pictures that are already posted, so you can see how much fun the children were having. Now, not to say that this was easy. Many of us were happily exhausted each day. I got a picture of Frank taking a nap on that bench back there one afternoon. I went to bed at 7:30 one night. I was so exhausted. But it was joyful, joyful work. The children who were here ranged in age from 6 to 12, with most of them being around, had a lot of 7 and 8-year-olds and a lot of 10-year-olds, I think. But the volunteers from this parish ranged in age from teenagers to people in their 80s. You all are amazing. Well, back to Friday afternoon. The steering committee for this camp, Manon, who's here with her shirt on, and Dee Dee Schatzberg, who's here with her shirt on, and Becky Brawl, who is the director of the School of Fine Arts, and I, kept looking at each other on Friday afternoon during this presentation. We were smiling. We were all smiling like the Cheshire Cat. And at times, we'd look at each other, and our eyes held tears of joy, because it was beyond any expectations that I could have had. Now, we had told the teachers that there was no pressure on the children to perform something on Friday, just whatever they wanted to share, but we didn't want to put pressure on them. Remember, some of these children were 6 and 7 years old, and for some of them, it was their absolute first experience of a day camp. So the idea was that it would be fun and arts enrichment and playing with the arts and not stressful for the children. And in fact, one of the mothers who homeschools her children was a little worried the day when her daughter brought home a poem and was trying to memorize it. And she said, "I just don't think she can do that." And I said, "Well, don't worry. She doesn't have to. Only if she wants to. There's no pressure." Well, Friday afternoon in the parish hall, we had probably at least 100 people in there, all sitting around the dance floor, and every single one of the children chose to share. Every single child stood in front of this crowd of 100 plus people wearing a mask of some animal that they had made in drama class. And every single one of the children recited a poem that they had memorized. We had masks and poems about swans, elephants, vultures, lemmings, piranhas, squirrels, dolphins, tortoises, pythons. You get the idea. And the little girl whose mom was worried about her was one of the best reciters of a poem. She was a star. She was amazing, and she had the best time. They also shared in groups. They shared 4 different folk dances that they had learned during the week. I wish I could dance as well as they were dancing. They were quite complex, some of those dances. And they also shared 4 different musical improvisations that were fit to the themes of the day. And if you go in the parish hall after the service, and if you haven't already seen some of the murals that are hanging down, that was one of the projects they did in art. So the musical improvisations were of the ocean, of the birds, of the elephant, and of the swan. Now, this was the end of the day, of a long week, and those kids, I'm sure, were really tired, but they had focus, and they were excited. And you should have seen their faces, and you should have seen the parents' faces. And everybody stayed, and everybody stayed. We thought we'd be done by 5:30, and we were still going at 5:45, and everybody stayed. So I wish that every single one of you could have been here this past week. And that's why I wanted to share this with you this morning. Because all of you were a part of this ministry. Everybody played a part. whether it was in donations of materials and arts things, whether it was in praying for us because we asked for prayers, and I know you were praying because we felt the Spirit with us all week, or whether you were on the planning team, or whether you were there as a shepherd or as a person helping in the kitchen or the Pastoral Care Commission or the Evangelism Commission that helped with the receptions, or whether you are a member of the church and you contribute to the church, to the glory of God, because we were able to do this because of a grant from the diocese. And part of the money that we give to the glory of God at St. Catherine's goes to the diocese for our diocesan apportionment. And then the diocese in turn gives back to us in resources, materials, and this grant which we got to be able to offer this camp to our neighbors. So I could not be, I'm exhausted and I think I'm coming down with a cold, but I could not have more joy about what we as a parish have offered to our community this past week. It was a wonderful, wonderful example of loving our neighbors as ourselves. Another thing that Paul says in the letter to the Galatians is talking about freedom in Christ. You were all set free in Christ. And the freedom in Christ is not freedom without rules or limits or boundaries. It is freedom to become our best selves. It is freedom to serve others. And that is what this parish did this past week. Amen. Amen.